start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM. It begins in Orlando, Florida, and travels steadily to the west, beaming across North America and planet Earth.
And into your head.
The world of safety never stops. And now, the Safety FM podcast and broadcast with Dr. Jay Allen.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. So, in case if you did not realize this, or maybe you did realize this, yeah, no appearance act on Friday. And not because I don't love the minis, I do love the minis, but unfortunately my little voice was kind of shot. So that was the reason why you did not see me show up. And I don't like doing reruns because I think it's weird to do a rerun on a podcast when it's really an on-demand service. But anyways, let's get into what's important and let's talk about you. Let's talk about what's going on and let's talk about what is happening right now. And listen, I will tell you, over the last week, I was able to take a look around after the conference that we were able to do in Santa Fe and really take some deep dives in some of the psychology stuff, because I thought that it might be important to come in and talk about the psychology of adventure sinking. And as I was looking at that, I was like, how could we really apply this to what we do? And I said, let's do it this way. Do you ever catch yourself daydreaming about far off lands, heart bumping thrills, and unexpected twists? Because I think we all do to some extent. And are you the kind of person who seeks a new experience or even loved taking risk or even stepping outside of your comfort zone? Well, as it turns out, you're not alone. The psychology of adventure seeking is a fascinating, complex field that explores our drive for the unknown and how adventurous experience can shape our minds, bodies, and souls. So buckle up, grab your compass, and jump on the journey with this wild and wonderful psychology behind the adventures of what exactly does happen. The psychology of adventure is one of the most exciting fields of psychology. It seeks to understand the motivation, emotions, and cognitive process behind people's desire to engage in novel, challenging, and sometimes risky experiences. Adventure psychologists are interested in understanding the mental and emotional states associated with adventures. They also investigate how different personality traits, cultural backgrounds, and life experience may influence one's willingness to take risk and seek adventure. It sheds light on the complex internal play between human nature and the need of exploration and discovery. This offers the insights into how and what drives us to seek our new experiences and how these experiences can impact our well-being and personal growth. Why we seek out adventure? Well, people tend to seek out adventure for various reasons, but the core is often the desire to experience new things and feel a sense of excitement and accomplishment. Adventures can offer a break from the mundane routines of our daily life and provide a sense of thrill and adrenaline that can be difficult to replicate. For some people, adventure seeking fuels their desire for personal growth or spiritual exploration. It is an excellent way for people to expand their horizons, push their limits, and experience life in a new and meaningful ways. What are the benefits? Well, we can talk about that. It might come as a surprise, but engaging in adventurous activities can actually have a very positive impact on your mental health. We have touched on this a bit of the benefits of jumping into an adventure, but let's take more of a in-depth look at the core adventures. Boosting self-confidence, engaging in adventures can be a great way to boost confidence in oneself. Adventure activities often require you to step outside of your comfort zone and confront new challenges, which can help develop a sense of resilience and self-efficacy. By successfully navigating obstacles or accomplishing challenging tasks, you can feel a sense of pride, which turn is sure to bolster your confidence. Overwhelming fears or taking risks can also be empowering, as it can demonstrate that you can handle difficult situations and take control in your life. So avoiding stagnancy, because that seems to be a thing, adventures can be a powerful tool for avoiding not only physical but also mental stagnancy. By engaging in a new and challenging experience, you can break out of your routine habits of your daily life, which can help avoid getting stuck in a mental rut. I mean, I guess that's for sure that you can do that. Adventurous activities requires you to present a fully engaged, which can be help them to escape their daily life worries and distractions. Additionally, adventures can provide a sense of novelty and excitement that can help stave off boredom and feeling of being stuck in a rut. So sense of belonging, engaging in adventurous activities can be a great way to connect with people. Many adventure activities such as team sports or group travel require people to work together, communicate effectively, and rely on one another. Sharing a sense of excitement and adventures with others can help create shared experiences and memories, thus enhancing your sense of belonging in a certain group. Adventure activities can also provide a valuable opportunity for you to meet new people and expand your social circle. Incorporating adventure. So now that you have highlighted some of the benefits in adventures, let's explore a few of the ways that you can incorporate this into your life. Incorporating adventures might sound like a complex undertaking, but it's actually quite simple if you really give it some thought. It can be done by trying to new things, setting goals, finding a partner or a group, exploring your local area, or even embracing the unknown. Start with a new activity, then set a specific goal to motivate you and plan the adventure. Find like-minded individuals that can help the adventure activity together, and explore your local area for adventure opportunities. The best way to embrace uncertainty and risk is by stepping outside of your comfort zone and being open to new experiences. Following these tips will ensure that you can incorporate more adventure into your life and experience the personal growth and benefits that come with it. So if I had the final thought, this thing, as we come into our journey of exploring psychology of adventure, let's take the moment for adventure appreciation. From overcoming challenges to making new friends, adventures offer the treasure trove of benefits that can help us live our best lives. So why not try something new today? Set a goal and step outside of your comfort zone. Here's to living life on the edge and experiencing all the thrills and spills that it offers. Sometimes you have to sit down, shut up, and hang on. I know it's a difficult one sometimes, but life is about the adventure. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.